The leadership turmoil is continuing for Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull this morning, with 10 ministers now either quitting or offering to resign. The latest is the Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs Minister Alan Tudge. The Prime Minister has turned down his resignation. Peter Dutton's defeat in yesterday's leadership ballot hasn't curbed his leadership ambitions. He's used a morning radio interview to float some policy ideas, including taking the GST off power bills for some households and a royal commission into electricity and fuel companies. But he's tight-lipped about when another leadership challenge could happen.
I said yesterday I believe that I was the best person to lead the Liberal Party, and I really want to address the sorts of issues that I spoke about before, that I wasn't successful, and I respect that the vote that took place yesterday. But as I said, I'm a backbencher. I don't. If I'm in the ministry, I'm bound by cabinet solidarity, and you're part of that Westminster system of government. But I'm on the backbench now. The decision was made yesterday, and I want to talk about these sorts of ideas, and then we'll see what the future holds.
Queensland backbencher Peter Dutton speaking to Triple M's Hot Breakfast Show in Melbourne. No Prime Minister since John Howard has lasted a full term without facing a leadership challenge. Here's political reporter Tom Iggulden.
AM understands two or three more Liberals have drifted to Mr. Dutton overnight, leaving him just four or five votes short of the 42 he needs to seize the leadership. One Dutton supporter predicts the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, will be gone by the end of the week, saying Mr. Dutton, quote, got 35 without making a single phone call ahead of yesterday's spill. AM understands the Dutton camp has not yet made an attempt to prize Turnbull supporters away with promises of career advancement outside of an offer to Health Minister Greg Hunt to become deputy leader. A source confirms Mr. Hunt and fellow Cabinet Minister Steve Chobo offered their resignations to the Prime Minister but were rebuffed. International Development Minister Conchetta Ferravanti-Wells has resigned to join Peter Dutton on the backbench. Five more junior ministers offered their resignations, but Mr. Turnbull declined. One was Assistant Treasurer Michael Sukar, who spoke with AM as he left Parliament last night.
I've got no statement to make, but thank you. Yeah.
How long do you think Malcolm Turnbull will survive in the leadership?
I've got no statement to make.
Will he last the week?
Have a great night. Thanks, boys.
Not all those remaining on the front bench are expressing support for Malcolm Turnbull. Queenslander Keith Pitt is the Assistant Trade Minister.
Do you think about resigning from the front bench?
Oh, mate, look, the leadership of the Liberal Party is entirely a matter for them, and it's certainly not a matter for us. I'm a member of the Nationalist Party room.
Sure, but you are on the executive of the coalition. You are a minister. Would you support Malcolm Turnbull fully? Does he have your full support?
Well, the leader of the Nationals is Michael McCormick. I support him fully, and the leadership of the Liberal Party is a matter for them.
The Prime Minister's defence strategy rests on convincing waverers that a win for Mr. Dutton would trigger an early election. One supporter told AM, quote, we would be in an election by Friday, saying the coalition would start behind Labor, and adding, we ain't got the brass and we're not battle ready. The argument goes that crossbenchers and potentially some Nationals would decline to support a Dutton-led government in a no-confidence motion, triggering a move to the polls. Nationals frontbencher Darren Chester has raised the possibility he and some colleagues could move to the crossbench if Mr. Dutton wins, but AM contacted several and could find none other than Mr. Chester contemplating such a move. Queensland National George Christensen is advising against it.
When we had our own leadership troubles, I was very affronted at Liberals sticking their bib in to internal National Party affairs, so I'm not going to go and stick my bib in to internal Liberal Party affairs. It's simple as that.
There's a suggestion, though, from some of your colleagues that they might move to the crossbench if there's a change of leader. What do you think of that?
Well, if that's coming from National Party people, and I'm not sure, they need to stick their bib out of internal Liberal Party affairs.
For Liberals like Queensland backbencher Bert van Manen, that means reciting lines that are all too familiar to anyone who's seen this leadership movie before.
How long do you think Malcolm Turnbull's got as Prime Minister?
Well, Tom, my focus is ensuring that we as a government deliver for the constituents of my electorate of Ford. They do not want to hear us talking about ourselves.
Who did you support in the ballot?
Look, secret ballot, so not going to share that. Thanks, Tom.
Liberal backbencher Bert van Manen ending Tom Iggulden's report.